Well, welcome everyone. It's Thursday, April 29th, and this is Jerry Tribble. I'm going to be talking today about digestive dilemmas. And, you know, it turns out that so many people in the United States just have incomplete digestion and feel to be able to have good digestion or to feel good. What they're actually not getting is what they're hoping that they're getting, and that's relief from their digestive upsets. It's estimated that about two-thirds of the American population suffers from some sort of digestive disorder, and billions of dollars are spent annually on medications to try to clear all of these problems. And doctor visits and Tums and all kinds of other issues. I'm having issues with phones right now, so I'm trying to keep my phones all running. So hopefully my phone won't go dead here. Anyway, in order to have any real permanent relief, though, we really need to look at the underlying cause of the discomfort. And in the case of indigestion, often there could be symptoms include bloating, belching, gas, regurgitation, nausea, cramping, and pain. And too little stomach acid is actually the most common reason for most of those symptoms of simple indigestion. The stomach is the producer of hydrochloric acid and enzymes and hormones to digest food, and hydrochloric acid is of extreme importance, especially in digesting proteins and minerals. Poor digestion can compromise the whole body, especially the immune system, can compromise the bones because not enough minerals will be getting into the bones if they're not digested thoroughly. And many conditions such as osteoporosis that are caused by, doctors will say are a problem of the structural system may actually be in reality rooted with problems in digestion, particularly low stomach acid. So why do we end up with low stomach acid? And why do so many doctors not seem to understand that? It seems like by the age of 70, we only have about 20% of the hydrochloric acid that we had when we were younger. And there's a lot of lifestyle habits that further limit the production of hydrochloric acid. For example, city tap water contains chlorine, and that neutralizes our stomach acid. And even the purest of water consumed in large quantities during a meal can dilute stomach acid and compromise your digestion. Also, your emotions affect your acid production. When your face becomes red with anger, so does your stomach. And while stress can cause a release of adrenaline and signals hydrochloric acid production, adrenal exhaustion, which many Americans suffer, actually results in low stomach acid too. So using the antacids and other acid-blocking drugs actually neutralizes or prevents the production of hydrochloric acid. And the widespread use of these drugs just gradually is depleting your digestive system over time and making it worse and worse. So the problems with antacids is that they do exactly what they are supposed to do. They work against the acid, they're neutralizing the stomach acid, and they're actually stopping digestion from happening. So digestion is hampered, nutrients are not absorbed, but what about all the advertisements that say that antacids are great for a calcium supplement? Well, they usually do contain calcium, usually calcium carbonate, but since they're neutralizing the very acid needed to absorb the calcium, then they're not able to, your body is not able to utilize that calcium. So using antacids is really anti-productive. Works great for a few minutes, the short term, but long term it's destroying your ability to digest food. So what is a natural solution? Naturally, you want to take more food enzymes that actually contain some betaine hydrochloride to help you digest your food. So something like food enzymes that Nature Sunshine has would be one alternative. Another one would be digestive bitters. That's a tonic that stimulates the bitter taste receptors on your tongue that in turn activate a number of digestive processes, including the digestion or the secretion of digestive fluids in your stomach. MSM is also another one. MSM is a form of sulfur that aids the body in balancing between acid and alkaline, and it also eases inflammation. So one study showed that 75% of antacid users were able to reduce or stop taking their medication after just 1 week of taking MSM plus enzymes. So that would be a terrific alternative to offer people. Another supplement is called AG-X, and that contains plant enzymes that can be used to prevent gas and bloating. Also, catnip and fennel is a great liquid. We use it oftentimes for infants for colic, but it's also wonderful for grown-ups and everyone else to ease gas and cramping that's caused by indigestion. Papaya mint chewables are a fun thing to take with you to keep in your purse or in your pocket to help support digestion, because papaya contains proteolytic enzymes, which digest protein, and peppermint is an aromatic compound that triggers the production of digestive fluids again, while it's helping to expel gas and ease cramping. So peppermint oil by itself could also be used, and Nature Sunshine sells that in the little tiny bottles that are easy to carry around with you. And even just making a cup of peppermint tea or spearmint tea, ginger, catnip, or chamomile tea can also be very helpful for simple digestive discomfort. So our lifestyle choices are important too, and stress and caffeine also trigger hydrochloric acid surges. So some people think that they're getting too much hydrochloric acid because they'll start getting the acid reflux, and it could be that caffeine or stress or some other things that I'll talk about in a minute could be causing those surges. So caffeine actually triggers that release. Normally, the valve between the stomach and the esophagus stays closed, but oftentimes fried foods, coffee, alcohol, tobacco, soda, chewing gum, and other anti-inflammatory drugs can cause that valve to pop open, and that's when the stomach acid leaches into the esophagus. Our esophagus isn't built to handle acid like that, and so it gives you that intense burning sensation. So other people have developed gastroesophageal reflux disease, and that has become almost an epidemic in this country, called GERD for short, and it's the acid reflux or heartburn that happens when the stomach acid is coming up through that esophageal valve and burning the esophagus. So when that happens over and over and over again, it can cause an ulceration in the esophagus, and then you need to do other things, take other herbs like aloe vera and others that are going to be soothing to that burning spot or that ulcerated spot in your esophagus. Slippery elm and liquid chlorophyll can also help in lubricating these valves and helping them to work better. And again, making wise food choices, staying away from those fried foods and coffee and alcohol and sodas that are going to cause some of those problems to happen. So that's just a very, very brief description of one of the most common digestive problems, and there's many others, and in a couple of weeks I'm going to be talking about hiatal hernias, and those cause also a rampage of other digestive problems, and we'll talk about that more then. So if there's any questions, I will try to answer those now. Does anybody have a question? Okay, well then I guess we'll wrap it up for today. And if you have, yes?
Oh, you can, good.
I can hear you.
Okay, I can tell if I was unmuted or muted.
Well, everybody was unmuted because I didn't know how to mute everybody.
Oh, okay. So I had a question. I've had a lot of people say that lemons, they seem acid to me, but I've had people say they're not. What is your opinion about that?
Well, lemons have a very alkalizing effect on the body, so even though they taste acid in the mouth and they are acidic if you tested them on a pH paper, but they have a very soothing, alkalizing effect on the body. They actually can help to stimulate your stomach acid, so drinking a little bit of lemon water before a meal is a great way to stimulate some stomach acid. But as it goes down through your system, it has a very alkalizing effect on the body. So it's very helpful for pH balancing and for overall body health. Does that answer your question?
Cool. Yeah, cool. Thanks a lot. That was a great talk.
All right. Okay, well, we're going to close this down now, and then the recording will be available. And if you have any other questions, you can contact Sherry Jakes at 680-0987 or me, Jerry Tribble, at 639-8183. Thanks for being on the call. Bye-bye.
Hey.